inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
Larry, you've invested through multiple market cycles. You've seen good times and bad times. What are you doing right now to survive this economy?
Well, actually, I'm not worried about the economy. All my houses are free and clear. I've worked very hard to get them to that point. But I have seen other investors, both young and old, who took the strategy of leveraging every property they had, pulling out every nickel. And those are great in good times, but in bad times, empty houses don't produce any money. They just produce sleepless nights and stomach ulcers if they're not going well.
So you're not recommending that people don't use leverage. You just want to be smart about it.
Correct. You just need to, like with everything else, anything is good, but in moderation. So, a little bit of leverage is great, but, don't pull out every nickel you can. For me, I would be very uncomfortable doing that.
Larry has taken a very disciplined approach to investing in rental properties, and that ultimately led him to where he is today, where his rental properties are all free and clear. And he has absolutely no stress at all about what happens to the real estate market or the economy. And on the podcast today, we're going to figure out how Larry went from having no money and being a brand new investor to having an entire portfolio paid off. Joining us on the show today for a repeat appearance is Larry Meyer from Kansas City. We'll take a really quick break to thank our sponsors. We'll come right back and we'll talk to Larry. Do you have a number in mind for a certain monthly cash flow that you want to get to? Or maybe it's a certain net worth that you want to build to? Whatever your goal is, you don't need to figure out how to get there on your own. Jay Lee Ridge from Ridge Lending Group is more than happy to work with you to show you how to get there. Jay Lee is a longtime rental property investor, and she's also helped thousands of investors, both brand new and experience, finance their rental portfolios. Here's how it works. Jay Lee will work with you to help you figure out a realistic goal, and she'll put together a customized plan for you. As things change with either the market or with your personal financial situation, Jay Lee will adjust the plan and she'll guide you to wherever it is that you want to go. The best part is there's no extra charge for this service. This is a free benefit of working with Jay Lee Ridge and Ridge Lending Group. If you want to find out more or you're ready to get started today, reach out to Jay Lee at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE lendinggroup.com, NMLS 42056. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't a search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. That's according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that it makes the hiring all in one place so easy because you can do the entire hiring process on the Indeed platform. You can message candidates, schedule an interview, you can even screen them. You never have to leave the Indeed platform. It's very efficient. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your job more visibility at Indeed.com/RIP. Just go to Indeed.com/RIP right now and support our show by saying you heard about it on this podcast. Indeed.com/RIP. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Shopping for life insurance can be very time-consuming. It takes a lot of time to talk to a couple different agents, get their quotes, and then find the lowest price. Well, I want to let you know about a better way to find the best life insurance policy for you. It's Policy Genius. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I have a life insurance policy, and it's a great feeling to know that if something were to happen to me, my family is not going to struggle financially. It just gives me really good peace of mind to know that they're going to be taken care of. And what I love about Policy Genius is they make it so easy. You can go on their website, you can compare all your options from all the top insurance companies, you can find your lowest price, but sometimes it's good to talk to somebody, and Policy Genius has a whole team of licensed insurance experts that are on hand. They'll get on the phone with you, they'll hold your hand through the entire process. It could not be easier. So check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Rental Income Podcast.
Larry, why don't we start off talking about what your portfolio looks like right now? Can you tell us about your rentals currently?
Yeah, the rentals that I have right now is a combination of single family homes and small apartment buildings, small being 12 units and smaller. I like the smaller ones.
Okay. And how many units are you at right now?
Right now, I've got probably four or five apartment buildings and probably 20, 30 rentals. Okay. We don't do that much rental activity anymore.
Now, when we first met you back in 2014, we've been having you on the podcast for years. At some point, you had way more rentals. What were you at your peak? How many doors did you have?
Oh, my gosh. In my heyday, it would be the middle 90s. I had 2,500 units that I owned and managed.
Wow.
That was way too many. I was working all the time, and that was way too many. But that's where I got to.
So, like, why did you scale back? Like, were you just feeling overwhelmed that you had just too many tenants?
Yeah, there were just too many things going on. I worked all the time, no family time whatsoever. My kids were small. They were getting into, scouts and all that kind of stuff. And it just, you just have to pick which is more important.
All right. Okay. So you started buying rentals, you grew a really big portfolio, you realized that wasn't exactly what you wanted. And then you kind of scaled back and you kind of figured out the size portfolio that best fit your lifestyle.
Right. And for me, owning and managing about 500-600 units was a good number for me, because I could, I could manage, I could, it just, that number seemed to work really well. And it provided a decent income and whatnot. So that's kind of the number I stuck on.
Now, having your rental properties free and clear, it's always kind of a controversial topic. A lot of investors love the idea of having everything paid off. Other people will argue that you can make more money having loans. So, like, why did you want to get everything paid off? Like, because I'm sure you probably agree that you can make more money with some leverage, right?
Oh, no, there's no question. And in the beginning, this is year 38 for me. So in the very beginning, I had no money. So my concept was, I bought my first house with a cash advance from the only MasterCard I had. And I did the work myself. I got a Section 8 tenant and it worked out well. And then one turned into three, then to five. But what I would do back then was I would get the house up and running. And then I would refinance the house at 60, 70, 80%, whatever they could give me. I would get my initial investment back, and then I would roll the rest of the money into the next house. And I continued to do that for the first several years, because I didn't really have any cash to work with. I was doing all the work myself, and I was just able to, eke out a living and whatnot. But then as time went on, That model didn't work. I didn't need all that cash. I had nice cash flow. And then I just started paying things off or using rental income to buy the next house or creative financing with seller finance or, you know, however it worked. And it got to the point where then I only leveraged or sold or pulled money out when I wanted to, let's say an apartment building came along and I needed, you know, a couple $100,000. Well, then I'd find three houses that I'd had for a while and I'd just sell those, use that cash. And then I had an apartment building that was free and clear. Mm. And then went from there. So it was a kind of a combination where here's where I started. But after you're doing it for a while, the houses have to pay for themselves rather than me having to pay for the houses.
Right, okay. So you were buying properties that the properties were doing good, but then you would find a better property and you would almost trade up. You would sell off some of your properties and trade up to better properties.
Right. Because when you work in the same area, and mine is Kansas City, Missouri, the Central Core, and you're doing it long enough, people just know who's buying houses and whatnot. And I would get calls all the time from guys, I've got this apartment building. It's all run down. I don't have the money to fix it up. Do you want it? Sure, I'll take it. And then I had to go find the money. Well, banks don't loan on, or they used to not loan on, distressed multifamily properties. So I just have to go sell. I'd just find a couple houses. I'd go sell them, or I'd have another investor that would want to, or a private lender that would give me a line of credit on it. And then I would take that, and then I'd buy the building. And now I've got a building that's free and clear.
Right.
And then use cash flow to fix it up and whatever I did with it. And then it's free and clear, or I could get a line of credit against that, it's out there waiting for me. But I've gotten to the point where I would rather have the house free and clear. And that way, if a sixplex only has two people in it, I don't have to be, I got to get this rented. And that's right. When you make foolish mistakes is when you have to do something. So
sure. All right. So let's figure out how you actually got some of those initial properties paid off. So you would buy a property and it sounds like you were buying distressed properties. So you were buying them, I'm assuming, pretty cheaply and then fixing them up, right?
Correct. And again, in the very beginning, I didn't have a lot of money to work with. So I was buying them very inexpensively. And I wasn't really doing the really major rehabs that I do now. It was all just cosmetic stuff where I could go in and spend a couple days just cleaning and throwing stuff in the trash and getting out a can of paint and painting everything and shampooing the carpets and here's your new house.
Okay, so then
it was pretty easy work, and the rehab wasn't very expensive.
So it sounds like you almost have two different strategies. So you were, for some of the properties, you would use the cash flow and pay down the mortgages, and then other properties you would sell. And it seems like because you were buying distressed properties and fixing them up, that you created a lot of equity. So when you would sell one of those properties, did you have a pretty big return? Did you make a large amount of cash that you would then use to buy other properties?
Right, because I learned very quickly that I was the guy that always was happy to take somebody else's problems. I had a bad property manager, and he ran all six of my houses into the ground, and now I don't have any money. My wife's yelling at me, make me an offer, and they're yours. Mm-hmm. So I would get houses for, that was kind of my niche. And I just did the stuff that nobody else wanted to do. And some of them work. Most of them work. Some of them just like, I can't make this thing work. This thing's too far gone. And so you just, you cut that one loose and you sell it to a guy that likes to do the heavy rehab stuff. And you make a little bit of money and, now it's gone. And so, it's just a bunch of horse trading over the years. And depending on, because there's always things going on, and there's always somebody that wants to unload something or is looking to buy something. Maybe a guy calls me up and says, I just sold an apartment building. I've got cash. I want to do a 1035 exchange. I'm looking for five houses. What do you got? oh, okay, here's five, write me a check. So, so it just, so there's always things going on.
Right. Yeah. So you're always looking for deals, always looking for ways to make money. It basically is right. Kind of how you built everything. Now, when you got started, I mean, this is 37 years ago. You're in Kansas City, which is a relatively inexpensive city. And then within Kansas City, you work in an area where it's even cheaper. So Now, do you think that if somebody was in a different market and they're dealing with a higher price point, do you think the strategy that you followed would work at any price point? Or do you think you got really lucky that you were investing at a time when properties were crazy cheap?
Well, I think, if you're in Los Angeles, or where I've got my in-laws live in LA, and will it work out there? I don't know how you do it unless you had, again, it's just all a function of, how much money do you have to work with?
Right.
If you have to get a loan on a $200,000, then if it's not occupied, then it's going to take rent from, a bunch of other houses to feed one vacant. So it's a numbers game. The concept works. It can work anywhere, but it's just easier if you're dealing, for me, it was just easier to deal because I at a cheap house, I can make a mistake and it really didn't affect me that much.
Yeah. So was your plan at the beginning to get everything free and clear, or as you got into it, did you just see that, wow, like if I don't have a mortgage on this, if I don't owe money to anybody, I get to keep all the profit. Like, so did it just kind of happen, or was this kind of your plan going into it?
Well, when I started out, I didn't have any plans because I didn't know what I was doing. But I had a guy, one of my dad's friends, who, was a major player in the Kansas City real estate market. Like shopping centers and all that. And he just, we were just chatting one day. And he said, you want to be to the point where you don't owe anybody anything. He said, that's when life is good. Mm-hmm. He says, don't leverage these things to the hilt. Do them when you have to. But you want to get to the point in your life where you just have houses and they're just cranking out the cash every month. And all you're doing is just keeping them filled, keeping the tenants happy, and paying your taxes. And that's it.
Now, the other thing, I agree with you. I think that is a great way to do it. I think you probably have zero stress or very little stress knowing that if a tenant doesn't pay rent, you're not going to be in any kind of financial trouble. But at the same time, you're working in what sounds like a C-class area, right?
At best, yeah.
At best, okay. At best. All right, so maybe even C-minus or D. Did you ever consider maybe moving into a better type of property, like maybe a B property, just so that it would maybe be even easier? Or do you really just like the returns that you're getting in the area that you invest in?
Well, I was getting, even when they're leveraged, I was still getting cap rates of like 30 and 35%. So the returns were off the charts. Even when I had to take out loans to do these things, and for me, it just didn't work. And after a while, I became comfortable. I knew where I was supposed to go. I knew where not to go. I knew what neighborhoods to stay out of. I knew what houses were the sweet spot where I could rent them quickly and it's a nice return. If they're too big, they cost too much money to fix up. If they're too small, nobody's going to rent them. Apartments, a sixplex, because if you have three of them empty, you're in trouble because you can't make your bank. So after a while, I kind of knew where, for me, I knew what worked and what didn't, and I knew where to go. So I went home every night and all that. So for me, it's just, my thing is, find your little part of a city somewhere and just, you're the guy. And if you're the guy in upscale, Los Angeles, whatever, then you're the guy. Or if you're the guy that's in, the worst part of town, find your niche, do it better than anybody else, and you'll do very well.
Yeah. You know, I think that's really inspiring that you work in a really tough area, but you know the area, you know the neighborhoods, you know how to deal with the tenants, and that really works for you. And sure, you could maybe have an easier time in a better neighborhood, but you really understand how this neighborhood works. So you're able to get a good return, and you're able to do it safely, where if I tried to go in and buy a property in one of your neighborhoods, I might have a tough time, right?
Right. And how I got up to the large number that I had, you know, several years ago, most of these guys were all from California. They were from New York. They were from Florida. I had a lot of Chinese investors, a lot of Australian investors, because things were so inexpensive, and they're back in California, so they really don't care what Larry has to do to get the rent, right, as long as it's up in their account at the end of the month. So, you know, they come here by droves because things were so cheap in this part of town, and your barrier to entry was like really low. You just had to be able to you know, find the right guy that's not going to steal from you and whatnot. So and a lot of guys lost everything they had because they got hooked up with you know, guys they weren't supposed to. So, but yeah, this was it. It's for me, I stumbled on it because I didn't have any money, and the guy that taught me how to do this, this is where he was investing. So I just went down the street and bought my first house, and he helped me. So I just stuck in the same neighborhood, but I purposely don't go all over town. I stay in one area. It's easier. You don't have to drive all over the place. Your workmen can go from boom to boom to boom to boom and not have to drive all over the place. So it's just easier. Tenants, mom lives over here. I've got another house two blocks over. Great. My sister's looking for a house. There you go. Mm-hmm. So it's just easier if you're just in one specific area and you're the guy. And life gets pretty easy when it's like that.
Such an inspiring story. And when you think about it, what Larry did was really very basic. He was buying properties in not the greatest area, but he really understood his market. He knew where to buy. He knew where not to buy. And he was able to find properties that were very cheap. And the properties cash flowed really well, even when he had loans on them. Larry created a ton of equity by fixing up properties. He would buy properties below market value. They were distressed properties. They needed a lot of work. When he fixed them up and he created equity, he didn't take that money out and go on vacation or buy a new car or just spend the money. He kept that equity there. And every once in a while, he would sell off a property and he used that money to buy bigger and better properties. And when you take that all together and you do it over and over again and you let a bunch of time go by, you end up with a portfolio that's free and clear and is generating a ton of cash flow. So Larry, well done. I really think you did a great job with your portfolio. If anybody is interested in investing in the Kansas City area, I would definitely recommend reaching out to Larry. He's always got deals going on. He's always looking to sell properties and he knows of other opportunities. If you want to reach out to him, I've got his contact information on the website. You can find it at rentalincomepodcast.com/episode390. If Larry inspired you and you're ready to buy your first rental property or you want to add to your portfolio, the lender that I recommend is our sponsor today. It's Chailey Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. Chailey is a nationwide lender, and her specialty is helping investors finance rental properties. She has a ton of different loan programs, and she can find something that'll work for you in your situation. If you want to find out more or you want to set up a time to talk to Chailey personally, just reach out to her at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's R-I-D-G-E, lendinggroup.com. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. I'll be back with a new interview next Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast. Shopping for life insurance can be very time-consuming. It takes a lot of time to talk to a couple different agents, get their quotes, and then find the lowest price. Well, I want to let you know about a better way to find the best life insurance policy for you. It's Policy Genius. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I have a life insurance policy, and it's a great feeling to know that if something were to happen to me, my family is not going to struggle financially. It just gives me really good peace of mind to know that they're going to be taken care of. And what I love about Policy Genius is they make it so easy. You can go on their website, you can compare all your options from all the top insurance companies, you can find your lowest price, but sometimes it's good to talk to somebody, and Policy Genius has a whole team of licensed insurance experts that are on hand. They'll get on the phone with you, they'll hold your hand through the entire process. It could not be easier. So check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Shopping for life insurance can be very time consuming. It takes a lot of time to talk to a couple different agents, get their quotes, and then find the lowest price. Well, I want to let you know about a better way to find the best life insurance policy for you. It's Policy Genius. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. I have a life insurance policy, and it's a great feeling to know that if something were to happen to me, my family is not going to struggle financially. It just gives me really good peace of mind to know that they're going to be taken care of. And what I love about Policy Genius is they make it so easy. You can go on their website, you can compare all your options from all the top insurance companies, you can find your lowest price, but sometimes it's good to talk to somebody, and Policy Genius has a whole team of licensed insurance experts that are on hand. They'll get on the phone with you, they'll hold your hand through the entire process. It could not be easier. So check life insurance off your to-do list in no time with Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.